Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a Wednesday. It's 4/24/24. Welcome to a palindrome. Enjoy it.
Oh, 4/24/24. Whoa.
Mind blown.
I love numerical oddities.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, 42424.
Get me very excited.
Yeah. I mean, enjoy it. I saw it on the top of our little prep sheet today, and I was like, oh, 42424. Look at that. How about that? Isn't that
like
something?
Like mom or wow.
Race car.
Zero res.
Right, yeah. All of the above. Race car is a pretty good pull.
That's my go-to.
When we're talking
palindromes?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that one.
Right.
That's next level thinking, Steve.
Noon. I'm more like noon.
Oh, noon. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks, Kev.
Can palindrome be the keyword later, or is that too hard?
Is radar a palindrome? Yeah, radar is, right?
I think so.
Radar, yeah. Hey, guys, we could go all day on this if we wanted to. Bob, thank you for texting in. Bob texted in and said, hello.
I'm a palindrome.
Hey, guys, hello. Hello, it's me, Bob. Hello.
Yeah, how many names are palindromes?
Bob, Anna.
Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
Hannah, if you had an H on the end of it.
Hannah with an H. Hannah with probably an H. Sarah with an H.
Sarah with an no.
Sarah without an H? No,
no,
that's not right.
No, that's wrong, Steve. Sarah's.
I pulled you into that world, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
He's like, dang it.
It was an accident.
Well, there you have it, folks. There's your palindrome talk for the day. Hope you enjoyed it. Celebrate it around noon. If you missed this opportunity, that is. Also, yesterday. Oh, first of all, let me tell you this. It's now official, and I don't like it. I'm going a different way to work after going the same way to work for, 15 years?
Why?
Just because of trying to avoid the foot traffic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I've been jumping off the freeway at 2nd, so I can, miss the first batch of foot traffic. So I'm trying to get off at 2nd there and then get over to Division. They have the lights timed so poorly there.
So wait, you're going... trying to figure out exactly where you're going.
Well, I need another way, Kevin, so I'm hoping
you're
you'll be able to help me.
You're taking the Maple Street exit?
No. Second. You know, like...
Where's the second street exit? Going east, westbound.
West, before Division. It's the last exit before Division.
Oh, before Division?
Mm-hmm.
That's like Hamilton, right? And then goes to Second. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Instead of going on Hamilton, you get up on Second.
Maybe there you'd be better off just to go... Hamilton to Mission.
And kind of backtrack a little bit after you get
past. And
then just
go all the way across.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not great.
It just takes longer. Maybe I go past and come back.
Yeah, how do you feel about going to...
I might do that.
The next one, which is Lincoln. Taking Lincoln, stinking Lincoln. And...
Okay. I'll try.
I mean, then you would cruise right by my place.
Oh, I could pick you up. We could carpool.
That's a good idea.
This would be great.
What time's it going to be?
too early, I think, for you.
No, you could go up then and then just hit old Boone and go across.
I could backtrack a little bit.
Or you could.
The lights there today, I pulled up to the first one by the Ramada.
That's terrible.
And I'm like, there's no one here. It's red. And I look, and it's still letting people cross, because you can look at the crosswalk guy. He'll tell you how much time you got, right? And it's still showing cross. You can and cross.
Ultimately, aren't like, you getting happening? On the division where there's still, as you are now calling it,
foot traffic.
Foot traffic.
Well, I don't know. So I was trying to decide, should I turn right before the foot traffic and go around it that way? Is there a way that way that's easier? Trying to avoid the foot traffic.
Maybe give it a try where you go Hamilton
okay.
up to something and cut across.
I have done that before.
I said Mission, but that seems...
Well, I've done it where you go through the U District, and then you end up over on Division right at the bridge there. That's too curvy, and it's bad.
Well, yeah, and you're also still getting on Division.
Yeah, but you're past it.
Yeah, there you are at least. Yeah. Past the foot majority. Traffic. There might be a few.
Do you not like that phrase?
There might be a few stray footwalkers.
I don't think we said that.
What did you call it?
I just said foot traffic. You made it into something else. I don't know what that was, but I got to find a way, though. But going through the WSU campus there, that's not
way.
It's too curvy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to work on it, though. But today I was like so excited. It's official after yesterday. I accidentally went the same way yesterday. Not great. So today I was like, nope, that's it. I'm getting off on Second. I'm going to go that way. And then the lights are all messed up. I ended up cutting through a parking lot because I was sitting there for like 45 seconds waiting for it to turn green. No one's out. It's me. Just me.
Yeah. I feel like I want you to try the Hamilton
go
way.
Go past and backtrack a little bit. Okay.
Go a little further north.
Oh, you want me to go Hamilton. I was thinking you Hamilton. Want me to go. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I want you to go Hamilton.
All right, Hamilton.
Up to... I'm going to look at a map.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm saying Mission in my mind, but I feel like... There's another street before that. Cinto?
Okay.
That goes straight across and will come into the back door here at the station.
Oh, I would like that a lot, yeah. Anyway, it started as a, do something different, shake your brain up a little bit. And then now I'm to the point where, yeah, that's just better.
Because you're avoiding the foot traffic of downtown.
Correct, yes. And that will be much better.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look up this map. I'm going to give you a printed map.
Yes, put it out. What was that? What was that? MapQuest? Oh, what was it?
Oh, yeah, MapQuest. Yeah, MapQuest. MapQuest is still a thing. MapQuest still great for trips.
Is it?
It is, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.
What are you talking about?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you put on your baked potato?
Butter.
Just butter?
Butter.
I like butter.
Kevin James.
I mean, sometimes.
Sour cream, chives, what do you got?
Bacon bits.
I like to melt cheese on it sometimes.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, cheese is good. Great. Oh, buddy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Congrats to Kimmy, qualified for the trip to Nashville.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Another chance to qualify coming up a little bit later on this morning, Kevin.
You know, sometimes... You get home from work. This is something that I'm experiencing now that I have not experienced for a long time.
Okay.
And it's because my granddaughter is living with me.
Sure.
And she, she's there with her dad, whatever. I'll come home, and when I get home, it's the Papa, and she runs up, or Pop-Pop. She started calling me Pop-Pop mm-hmm. all the time, which I actually like.
Yeah, it's great.
But, she started it because her dad started it, I think, being a smart aleck.
Yeah, and it turned out to be cute after
and
all.
Then it turned out to be cute.
I love
now
that.
Now she calls me Pop-Pop.
Yeah.
So anyway, she, Pop-Pop, and she'll run to me, whatever, give you a hug. That's one of the greatest feelings ever, right?
Absolutely.
But then there's the other stuff that goes along with it where she, like yesterday, ran up and gave me a hug, then went back in, and she had a waffle with, what all did she have on it? Jelly,
mm-hmm.
Some banana. Mm. She was just putting anything she could find, apparently, on this waffle and then eating it and say, it's good, Papa. And I'm like, okay.
I'll believe you.
And I said, yeah, you know what, though? I go, make sure you need to pick up your toys out here in the living room before, because her and her dad were going somewhere. And I said, you need to pick up your toys before you guys go anywhere. She's like, yeah, this house is atrocious.
Oh, nice.
Atrocious?
That's a great word.
Yeah, this house is atrocious. And I'm like, what are you even talking about?
I wonder where that came from.
Yeah, and I thought, do I use atrocious?
It's got to be your son, does it not?
No, I don't know that he would. He would probably just say, man, this is a blankety blank.
I'm surprised she didn't say, "Holy Toledo, look at this house."
Now that would have been something she learned from me for sure.
That would have been
it,
yeah.
But I was just like, man, that's a little mouth for such a big word.
It is, yeah. I love it when they can.
It's atrocious.
Yeah, it's even used perfectly at that point.
And I thought, no, it was atrocious a few days ago. It's much better now. That's why I want you to just pick up your toys.
Yeah, mildly atrocious at this point.
Yeah. I would just consider it, maybe cluttered. Ooh. Is that a step? That's definitely a step below.
Oh, for sure. That's better than atrocious, yeah.
Atrocious is very bad.
Definitely an easier word.
I think it also would be funny if she would start doing, you fellas need to start making this house cleaner so it goes from atrocious to cluttered.
She might. Her other thing is this big old girl, or man, that little girl, we got to pick that little girl up. Everything's
like if it's a toy or something.
Yeah, we should pick that little girl up. And then she'll be like, oh man, that big old girl. And then she'll pick it up. And I'm like, where did that come from? I swear I don't say that. Neither does her dad.
Sure, Kevin.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Yeah.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Yes. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Good morning.
You thing, you.
All right. We're going to start with that again. That's fine.
It just fit.
Too well. You thing, you.
You thing, you.
I don't even know what that means, really.
What's up with you thing, you today, Steve?
Yeah. Oh, not too much. Not too much. However, I wanted to talk about something. This was actually on Monday where I had this message that I wanted to talk about. But here we are at Wednesday, and I haven't talked about
That's how it happens.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about it now because it's that funny. Or at least I thought it was.
I bet not now, though.
Not now because no. I said it's funny.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So a former coworker of mine messaged me on Facebook. Said, you know, whatever, how's it going, blah, blah, blah.
How you doing, Steve?
Yeah. And so I said...
Thanks, Kevin.
So I said...
Kevin playing the part of the message at this point.
So I said, how are you doing? And she goes, oh, this is my last week. I guess she's retiring.
And, oh, wow. So older lady.
Yeah. And...
Okay. Well, her eyes are 80, Kevin, or whatever it is. What was that saying that lady said to you, Steve?
She said to me... My eyes are... No. She said, I might be 80, or my body might be 80, but my eyes are 18.
Yeah, because she was looking at young producer Steve just falling in love. But anyway, back to your story.
Yeah, that's another person for another day.
Yeah, man.
Or another tale for another... I don't know. That's weird.
I'm telling you, when you're that handsome, Kevin, you can't do anything about it.
No.
The ladies, they just, he's just a handsome man.
He's darling.
Yeah, he's darling. I mean, everyone knows it. Anyway, back to your story.
I'm very popular in the 80-plus category.
Oh, man, hello.
So she goes, this was the message. So I said, how are you doing? And then these were the messages. This is my last week. Second message. Okay, make sure she pees and poops. Make sure you do too.
Oh, no.
Third message. Shoot, that was from my husband. Sorry.
What?
What in the world?
So,
okay.
But there was a very long, brief pause between that second and third message.
Very long, brief one.
And I was moderately confused, and then I'm like, oh, she's got to be having two conversations at the same time.
Wow.
But you ever do that, where you're having two conversations?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even here at the station, people will text weird things to the text line. They'll be like, oh, when are you giving away, when's your next chance to win Cody Johnson tickets? And I'll say, 7:45, they're like, okay, great, thanks. And then something along, oh, make sure she pees and poops. Love you. And you're like,
right.
I usually just reply back, love you too, because then I just want them to see that it came from Coyote Country.
I love that, though. Not only make sure the dog pees and poops,
how do you know it's a dog?
Make sure you do too.
Yeah.
That was that's true. She did not say dog, did she?
No, she did not.
She said, make sure she pees and poops. And make sure you do too.
Yeah,
I assume they do have dogs, so I assume it's the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then
the add on at the end.
The husband?
Yeah, just funny. She's obviously a funny lady.
Yeah, yeah. No, she is funny.
Does he need to remember?
Before he goes somewhere.
Know, usually she leaves a note on the counter. Hey, breakfast is in the fridge. Don't forget this afternoon we have a 3 o'clock appointment. And don't forget to pee and poop. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What happened to my face? Are these tattoos?
Kevin James.
They're everywhere. And they're horrible.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we'll do a little secret sound here coming up at 7:20 this morning. The jackpot continues to grow. And don't forget you can download the app, too, so you can keep with us and we can keep with you wherever you happen to be. The app is free. Oh, that was quite the rhyme. Wherever you happen to be, the app is free.
I like that.
Thank you.
On Palindrome Day, too.
Whoa. So, you know, take us with you wherever we go and wherever you go. Let's do a little bit of an audio vault here this morning, Kevin. You know that, you know, when you have children, sometimes it changes your TV viewing.
For sure.
Apparently, comedian Bill Burr, did not know that at first when he had children, but his sports viewing was next level until he had kids.
A 1 o'clock game, a 4 o'clock game, and then a late game. And then I would be, with the package, I'd be taping other games. And then you already had a Monday night, you had a Thursday night game. So I'd have a Tuesday and a Wednesday game and a Friday game to watch during the week that I had recorded. And then on Saturday, I would watch college football. Now I have kids, and I don't know, I'm always watching Bluey, which is oddly, you know, really deep. What are we doing here? I'm getting misty-eyed watching a cartoon.
And he starts crying while watching cartoons. I mean, yeah. It changes you.
Yeah, there's no time where you'll be a worse sports fan than when your kids are that age.
Oh, and they're young, it's and it's so hard. Gobbles yeah. up your time.
Or
and-
you're, you know... We have soccer, we have basketball, oh, yeah. we have this, we have that. Like, you're on the go, and you just realize, hey, all of these things. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't know Olivia had a birthday party today. That's...
What time?
That's one of our daughter's friends. Yeah. Okay, yeah, at 1 o'clock, huh, when the Seahawks kick off.
Oh,
well, yeah, of course I'll be there.
Why wouldn't you be?
I wouldn't it's miss rough. It for the world.
Rough, man.
I wouldn't miss that. Are you kidding me? I would way better. A birthday party? Way more fun than a football game?
That was when I was a worst Seahawk fan for a couple years. When I was dating and she had young kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we were always like wanting to do something on Sunday. It was a day off that we all had the day off.
Right.
And
you come to work, like, and try to talk about the game, and you're like, did you see that one thing that but it was ridiculous? And you're like, yeah, it was so bad. Did you try to fake it, or did you try to just, or did you just own
they
it?
They knew.
Yeah, they knew.
They knew. And I was like, I watched a lot of them, and I'd try to get the girls into it, like, hey, Seahawks today.
They're like,
they'd only get into it like the playoffs. It was the only time I could convince them it was a big
that's
deal.
It's hilarious. So they're one of those fans.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan talked more about the fact that I like how he took the flipping or slipping on the phone and turned it into promoting.
I didn't know what it was when I slept. So when I slipped, it was either the stage or phone down there. But it's all good. I didn't
get hurt. Are you all right?
I didn't get hurt, but I'm, you know, like I said, I needed a viral moment to talk about my new single, Love You, Miss You, Mean It. And, you know, so I've got to put my body on the line. No, it was all good.
I will fall down and potentially hurt myself so that I can promote my new song, which would be hilarious if that's what happened.
Well, but it was funny that he did that at the end. I forgot that he did that at the end of the clip where he was, when he got up and he was like, hey, I'm going to go viral, y'all. Thanks. I love you. Miss You, Mean It. My new single.
That was hilarious.
And he threw it in there and I thought, you know, Luke, you don't miss.
That was a great play.
Yeah, he got it.
If you're good, if there's a chance to get hurt, but you can turn it into a moment. It's the ultimate marketer right there.
Steve, would you be willing to do that for our show?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh. I fall and hurt myself all the time anyway.
Oh.
Why make it any different? Add a little
what
spice.
What can we do that would...
Stairs are really cool. If you could like do the stairs over here, the narrow ones, Kev, the really steep ones, we could somehow get him to like... We could be at the bottom of the stairs and have him fall. I mean, not get hurt, clearly, but just like... Right. You know, stuntman tumble down the stairs.
No, what I want is...
No, okay.
Jay, I that was a little violent.
Yeah, a little too much?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I said his stuntman not get hurt style.
He had like
jump off the sky deck and land on his feet, and when he lands on his feet, he does a forward flip.
What if old Steve had a bunch of coffees for us, Jay, and he was carrying them in?
Ooh, this is good already.
He's like, hey, I'm taking these to my
Oh, and we could do it so show. We know right where the, Kevin, we know where the security cameras are. So you could do, because security camera footage is always the best.
They always look the best because it doesn't look staged.
Even though this clearly
will be.
Right, and it's kind of blurry and stuff. This is a great idea, actually.
And Steve is going and he just trips on the stairs or he trips somewhere.
Or like right before the stairs where that camera, Kevin, that camera view right before the stairs downstairs is money. Right by the orange engineering Jeep. That is the spot.
I didn't know there was a good camera there.
Oh, it's great right there.
It's going to change things.
Great. It should. I should have probably told you that before.
Yeah. So Steve just trips and goes down and the coffees go everywhere.
Uh-huh.
How about that, Steve? Would you be willing to do that?
So, what are we promoting, a coffee place?
No.
You're going viral on the Jay and Kevin Show page.
But he's thinking, you know, like Luke used the end to kind of bump into the song. But you could just bump into this, you know, well, Jay and Kevin Show. What a mess! Is that what you're thinking, Steve? There has to be a promo hook at the end.
Oh yeah. So what a mess. Well, okay.
But it's hot coffee, so you say, ugh. I'm a hot mess, but it all seems natural and not planned.
Right. Let's do that tomorrow. Steve, bring extra clothes in, and then we'll do it right around 5:40, and then we'll have the.
But it will actually just be hot water in the cups.
Yeah, because we don't want to waste money.
And then you can bring us real coffees.
Yeah.
Boy, this seems like a lot of work.
Do you want to go viral or not?
Yeah, you said you were willing.
Yeah, I said I'm willing. I didn't say I'd actually do it.
What the?
There's a difference.
Either that or we could just have Kevin bring coffees in and it's a guarantee he will fall.
I was going to say, yeah, I could just plan to do something nice and screw up.
Just walking in that direction. We're likely to get some sort of stumble, fall, drop a coffee. Something on the stairs will happen.
Yeah.
Whatever, Steve. We'll take care of it without you. And that's our audio vault for a Wednesday on a palindrome day, which means 42424. You're welcome.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did she take sugar?
Yeah.
What was the options again?
Chocolate chip or sugar?
Oh, yeah. Sugar is delicious.
Kevin James.
I think she just heard sugar and was like, I'll take sugar.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Cody Johnson Show coming up on Friday at the Spokane Arena. Very excited to see Cody Johnson and Justin Moore. And we have Cody Johnson tickets. Kevin, you want to explain to the fine folks listening how in the world can they win Cody Johnson tickets for this Friday at the arena?
Well, Jay, we're about to play the great game. That's Bull.
I'm Cody Johnson.
Bull. I'm Cody Johnson.
Bull.
I'm Cody Johnson.
Bull. It's Cody Johnson.
Not Bull.
Huh. Cody Johnson. Bull. Bull. That's what the man was saying.
Bull.
Bull.
Cody Johnson.
Bull.
See, the first three weren't Cody Johnson. Then it was Cody Johnson. Yeah, so that's why it was not Bull.
So we're going to give you a statement, and you're simply going to tell us whether that's Bull or not Bull.
Got it.
And it's very important. There's seven questions. Now, you could actually get zero right.
It's almost like Cody Johnson was a bull rider. That's kind of how that...
And still win.
So you could get all of them wrong and still win?
Still could.
Okay, yep. All right. All right, 509...
We'll give you that exciting... twist at the end of the game.
509-441-0999. You're going to answer trivia questions. Bull, not bull. And then those questions will become important by the end of the game. Okay? It's a two-tiered game. It's like steps. There's multiple steps to winning the game. Caller 7-509-441-0999.
I'm Cody Johnson.
Bull. I'm Cody Johnson.
Bull.
I'm Cody Johnson.
Bull. It's Cody Johnson.
Not Bull.
Right. See, the last one wasn't Cody Johnson. The last one was Cody Johnson, so it wasn't Bull.
So you'll either tell us that's Bull or that's not Bull for these questions.
All right. 509-441-0999.
9, 9, and 9. Steve's grabbing our contestant.
I think whoever is playing must be excited.
You think so?
Oh, what an opportunity.
Jay and Kevin Show.
Great new game.
Colton, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very, very good. All right, Colton, we've got some questions for you. They're either bull or not bull. That's what you have to tell us after each question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go, sir.
The world's heaviest bull weighs in at just over 3,800 pounds.
Bull.
I'm sorry, that is not bull. 3,806 pounds.
Wow.
That's a big old boy.
That's a lot of
bull. Dang almighty.
All right, you got one wrong. It's okay.
It's okay. Again, you can get all seven wrong and still win.
All right, question number two.
Clara May and Corey are two of Cody's horses.
Not bull.
That is bull. Those are his children. It's okay. I mean, it's a tricky game.
It is tricky. It's okay.
Justin Moore, who is in a concert with Cody.
That's true, Kevin.
This Friday. And that's exciting, man. Justin Moore, I don't want to say it's like why I want to go more than anything else, but I haven't seen Justin for a while.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
Justin Moore is said to have extreme gout in one of his toes.
Bull or not bull?
Let's go with bull.
That is not bull. Nice. On his Wikipedia page, at the very bottom, it says all this stuff about his personal life, and then it says Justin Moore has extreme gout in one of his toes.
what a weird add-on to his Wikipedia page. Thanks, whoever added that. We appreciate it. Hope you paid a little Wikipedia money.
Bull. I'm Cody Johnson.
Bull.
I'm Cody Johnson.
Bull. It's Cody Johnson.
Not bull.
All right, we're up to question number four. So far, three wrong, but it might not matter. Let's see.
Yeah, let's see if we can get this. The address of the Spokane Arena is 720 West Mallon.
Bull or not bull?
Oh, let's go with not bull.
Oh, he's on the board. All right, there we go.
Point.
He's going to rally.
There you go, Colton. Good work, Colton. Let's go. Here's question number five.
Cody Johnson's real first name is Daniel.
Bull or not bull?
Bull.
Two in a row, baby.
Yeah, all right. Very nice.
Daniel is his middle name. Cody Daniel Johnson.
Cody.
Justin Moore played college baseball.
Bull or not bull?
Not bull.
God, I know. It feels like it should be true, right? He was a great athlete in high school, but he decided to go into music right away and did not pursue any college sports.
Are we up to question seven? God. Here it comes. Question seven for bull, not bull. Let's see.
This is very important. See if you can get this right. Cody Johnson has three nipples.
Bull or not bull?
Bull.
That is bull.
Yeah. All right.
Jelly Roll has three.
Right. Yeah, we all know it. Cody Johnson has 17 nipples. Sorry.
What?
Sorry about that.
17?
No, I think
that's
bull.
Well, I did that question yesterday, and Steve goes, well, how do you know? How do you know he doesn't have three? So then I looked around for pictures of him without his shirt on and finally found one.
Yeah, that was a good Google search.
Good job, Kevin. Yeah, right. I was wondering why Dave, our IT guy, was wandering around over here yesterday.
Okay, so that's three, right?
Yes.
So that means you now get 3 seconds of a Cody Johnson song, and you will have to tell us the name of this Cody Johnson song.
So this is the most important part, Colton. You're going to get 3 seconds of the song. And if you can identify it, you're going to get Cody Johnson, Justin Moore tickets for Friday. If you cannot identify it, everybody else listening is back in the game with a chance to win. No pressure. Are you ready?
Yep. I'll try my best.
Here we go. 3 seconds of a Cody Johnson song. Here it comes. If you got a chance,
take it. Oh, I know the song. I just don't know the name of it.
Oh, sing a little.
If you got a chance, take it. Take it like a rock, my friend. If you got a dream.
Oh, you're giving him more than 3 seconds, Jay.
Is it Till You Can't?
Is it Till You Can't? You know what?
Oh, wow.
I gave him the secret sound winner.
Holy cow.
Oh, we went all in on the winning. Nice effort. Wow. Good job, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. Are you sweating?
A little bit, yes.
I hate it when I do that. Colton, I'm telling you. I mean, we play music for a living. And I'll do that sometimes where I'm like, a song will pop on and I go, oh, why can't I remember the name of that song? Very frustrating, especially when you know all of the words. That's the worst.
Exactly.
All right, my friend.
I listen to your guys' show all day long. I drive trucks.
So. You're like, I should know that.
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations on the Cody Johnson tickets, my friend. Hold on for 1 second, all right?
All righty, perfect.
Now, there you go. See, bull, not a bull. What a successful game.
It really was.
Yeah, I love that game. And I love the fact that you've kind of earned time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more right answers you get.
Twist.
Yeah, the more right answers you get, the more time you earn.